Hey everyone, big news coming out of the crypto world. It looks like the founders of CoinDCX, that big Indian exchange backed by Coinbase, are getting questioned right now.
Yeah, I've been seeing the headlines. The community is definitely talking about security and trust. It's a big deal.
Right, but before we panic, CoinDCX has dropped some serious clarification. They're saying this isn't an internal hack or a platform collapse. Instead, it's part of a massive impersonation scam.
That makes a lot of sense. So the fraud complaints aren't against CoinDCX directly, but linked to this huge network of fakes.
Exactly. CoinDCX is reporting over 1,200 fake websites running under their brand name right now.
And they are using every trick in the book. Lookalike domains with tiny URL changes, copying logos exactly, and promising returns that simply aren't real.
Once you drop your credentials or deposit money there, the scammers get their hands on everything.
By pointing to these external groups, CoinDCX is distancing itself from liability while really trying to warn everyone about the real danger.
It's such a tricky environment. The crypto market moves so fast, and it's decentralized.
That makes tracking scammers nearly impossible, especially since they often operate where regulations are very lax.
And they rely on that trust we have in real brands. You go looking for CoinDCX login, and you might accidentally land on a phishing site without realizing it.
Plus, they use urgency to catch you off guard. Emails claiming account issues or pending transactions that force you to click a link immediately.
That's where CoinDCX steps in. They emphasize checking URLs and looking at official social media channels as the main defense.
Security pros agree. You have to verify the URL, check for SSL badges, and follow only the verified accounts on Twitter or Telegram.
And this is crucial, two-factor authentication. Even if a password is stolen, 2FA stops them from getting in.
It really highlights the industry's growing pains. The blockchain itself is secure, but the user experience layer is where we get vulnerable.
Exactly. It's all about human error and social engineering right now.
For CoinDCX, that means they need to be proactive with customer education.
By clarifying that this is a wider scam, they're telling us the platform is still safe, and they're working with authorities to shut these fake networks down.
So in the end, while the founder investigation is big news, we should view it as part of this broader impersonation network involving hundreds of sites.
And that's the key takeaway. The market needs us to stay vigilant.
Absolutely. By understanding these scams and verifying authenticity, we protect our assets and keep confidence in the whole ecosystem.
Thanks for listening. Stay safe out there.